What up, y'all? This is your boy, Danny.
Danny Brown? Is that Danny Brown?
No, man. Danny Swain. And you're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet, The Frocast, nappyafro.com. You dig?
Nappyafro.com.
Now tuned into the Bastard Child of the Internet podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 158. I'm your man, Saw Wright, a.k.a. the Black Tim Wells. And I'm sitting with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, man, what's up? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. it doesn't matter what your a.k.a. is in the building.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We got sports on deck. We got a couple of the topics on deck. We got Mother's Day on deck. There's a lot of shit to talk about this week. My name goes right out to the Patriots. Shout out to the Patriots. Deflategate, Tim Wells report came out after the draft, mind you. And it pretty much said what we all knew. That Tom Brady knew that the balls were deflated. There was other people in the staff that knew. And basically, they made it sound like Tom orchestrated this shit.
Yeah, the way I was hearing it, like, he was in the cahoots with the equipment guy, sent a text message like, hey, deflate the balls, I signed. You know, they was in, like, autographs and everything, you know.
And so it was funny to watch the football purist on fucking ESPN defend the fuck out of Tom Brady. Did you see
Of course.
Oh, my God. He's still, look. I understand. I played football. I get it. But it doesn't matter. Some of these guys, you give them a Nerf ball, they couldn't do what Tom Brady did. Tom Brady's still one of the best, and it doesn't matter. What?
Does that question? Does that make Tom Brady less than his? Is he not at the big boy table anymore?
Hell no, he ain't at the big boy table no more.
What? What?
You cheated for two of your championships. Two. If this was college, they would strip him. If this was college, he'd be gone.
I have no problem with cheating. I'm okay with that. I'm gonna be honest. I'm from the school of NASCAR. If you're not cheating, you ain't trying. You know what I'm saying? You're constantly evolving. Like it's not a, was it against the rules?
Yes, that's why it's cheating.
But it's not. I'm with the purists on this one. So, all right, I can't knock Tom Brady. Listen, I don't think 3 pounds of air will make that much of a difference. I'm gonna be honest. I just can't, unless I was a running back and it for fumbling purposes only. But throwing the ball, I would think that would make it tougher to throw the ball because it's flatter. You know, so
two things. Number one, the rule stated has to be this way.
Okay.
So anything outside of that is cheating. Number two, if you're sending text messages to the equipment guys to make this change, it makes a difference.
Okay. Well, that's it.
You're cheating. And you cheated twice. Your last two championships, you cheated.
So the Rams when they cheated on, the Eagles when they cheated on, and who else?
The last one, the one that did just won.
Seattle. So you're saying 3 out of 4 of Tom Brady's Super Bowls he cheated?
Yes. Wait, did he cheat for the Eagles?
I mean, they was all of that was it was filming. Yeah, they was just
so they got filmed too. So yeah, 3 of that 4 they cheated.
So who was the one they weren't clean then? That's I can't remember who they beat for the clean one then.
They beat before the Rams.
The Rams was the first one. That was 2001, right? Because the Rams was going for the back to back.
That was the first one they cheated on though.
But that was the first one they won though. You know what I'm saying?
God damn, it can't be right.
Because the Rams were going for the back to back, correct? Because it was 2000.
Yeah, 2000 and 2001.
Yeah, okay, so 2001 is right after 9/11. That's when, so that's when the Patriots won the first Super Bowl was in 2001. And they won, I guess they won in 2002. Yeah, they had to win in 2002, so who did they beat in 2002? That was, I can't remember who they beat in that one.
We might need a stat check, because
then 2003 is when the Buccaneers won, and 2004 is when they played the Eagles. So whoever they played in the 2002 Super Bowl,
This nigga Jerm got the knowledge. Let's look it up. Yeah. So they beat. Let's go back to 2001.
Remember that shit. That's just like, who did they play in the fucking Super Bowl? Because it won by 3 points.
We went back to back. It was 2002. Because the Ravens and the Giants happened in between there.
The Ravens won in 2000.
The Panthers.
It was the Panthers. Yeah.
It was the Panthers. So the Panthers is a legit one. Anything outside of that shit is trash.
Hey, look, look, how do we know that the Panthers were legit? I mean, they might have did the Spygate then. But like Bill Belichick said, he said, I have been doing that since I came to New England. So, yeah.
So your whole legacy is a loss. All the 2000s for the Patriots is a fucking cheat.
It's a question mark, not a cheat. A question mark. Has it? He still had to play the game.
Still broke the rules to play the game.
I can watch your film all day long, Saul, right? But when you run the 28 ZY toss dash XOY zip fly pad, I still got to stop it.
I can stop it if I know what play you're running.
But that don't mean, but I still have to stop it. Like, I mean, you knew what play a lot of teams was running, and you know, you still didn't stop it. So let's not jump and say, hey, Tom Brady's a cheater, and you know, he should be stripped of his title, and he can't sit at the big boy table. Because, I mean, I don't know. Do you think they should face the same sanctions like the Saints saw a couple years back?
Fuck yeah! Look, that's my biggest problem with this shit. Like, I don't necessarily agree with stripping titles at
any point. Yeah, because you can't strip a title.
Yeah, once you won, you fucking won.
Yeah, you can't take that away. Like, niggas talk about, oh, Reggie Bush never won the Heisman. Nah, your motherfucker won the Heisman.
Yeah, he won the Heisman. That's what it is. Yeah. But if you fucking cheated, then nigga, you should face the sanctions. If they should have lost a draft pick or whatever it was, they should have lost it this year. But instead, they waited conveniently to after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And now they may lose a second round pick of some bullshit next season.
That's the same punishment they got last time. Wasn't it? Like a little slap on the wrist.
A little slap on the wrist. It paid me $30,000. Or it was like $500,000.
And a fifth and a sixth round draft pick. They was like, okay.
Like, first of all, the Patriots are never picking before 30 anyway. So you might as well at least take that first pick. They're never going to pick before 30. Just take that first pick. Let them niggas pick in the second round. Pick number, what is that, 64 or 175 or some bullshit. Let them have that pick.
Well, set a precedent. Just say, no, you can't draft nobody this year.
Hey, that'll stop that cheating, though.
Mm.
That'll stop that cheating. You take away a full fucking draft from somebody, unless they're the Saints, they're going to be hurt. Because, you know, the Saints give away a full draft.
Yeah.
We'll give you a draft for a player, but shit.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
Twice.
God damn. You gave away a whole draft for that nigga. Anyway, fuck the Patriots.
Who was it, Ricky Williams?
Yeah, man. You gave away a whole draft for that nigga. Like, we've seen other running backs come out that had better college careers than Ricky.
Whoa, not too many. Ricky Williams had,
I'm not saying a lot.
I'm about to say, look, I'm going to say less than a lot because he had the most yards ever when he left.
Hey, all I'm saying is that have we seen other players that you would trade a full draft for?
No.
Yeah.
So. I wouldn't have done it for Ricky Williams. I wouldn't, you know, it's a running back, you know,
unless it's Bo Jackson coming out this bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Tebow, yes. I probably would trade my whole draft for Tebow.
Wait. Stop the bullshit. You did not just say that.
I said it.
Why does Tebow end up getting jobs and other players end up on the unemployment line? That's not very Christian.
Because Tebow is, one, he's a man that's just led by the Lord, so he's highly favored, as the Christians say, he's highly favored. That's why he keeps getting jobs.
But what about Matt Barkley? Matt Barkley don't deserve a job?
Matt Barkley's ass cheeks. He's done. He's done nothing that Tim Tebow has done. Tim Tebow has playoff wins, okay? Tim Tebow has college championships. He has a Heisman. He you know what I'm saying? He's done a lot in his career. He's circumcised little kids during the offseason. Like, who does that? Nobody.
So you're saying that Matt Barkley doesn't deserve a job because he didn't get a chance to start more than two games in 3 years, and he didn't touch little kids in the offseason?
No, he didn't do none of that. And he's not highly favored by the Lord.
Well, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. Speaking of people being highly favored by the Lord, Pacquiao still lost.
Oh,
Pacquiao still lost. He's highly favored by the Lord, and he got his ass whooped by Floyd.
Man, the fallout behind that fight. First of all, it's all right. Did you pay to see it?
Come on, bro. When they announced this shit, I knew I wouldn't pay it.
Oh, bro, listen. For all my pirates out there, I'm talking about my my high school that was a mascot. All my pirates out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was, my school mascot was a Pirates, too.
Oh, look at that. All right. See, look, man, that's all right right there. Yeah. Anyway, I'm a Pirates. You know, we was out there Saturday night. You know, first of all, my homeboy, I'm going to tell you about my fight story. He gets free cable. So he was getting a fight that night, and he's charging niggas $15 a head to get in. I'm like, but nigga.
That's rude.
You got free cable. I know you got free cable, so why I can't come in for free?
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. He charged you?
He was charging everybody. And so I was just like, bruh, like, I know you only pay $100 every 3 months for your cable bill. I know this for a fact. You know what I'm saying? So why are you trying to, you making your whole, you know what I'm saying? So it's probably about, you know how to fight parties. It'd be 25, 30 niggas in the house. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got, I got to stand, first of all, I'm paying $15. I got to stand up and you ain't got no free food, weed or liquor. Oh, I'm out of here, motherfucker. Like, you're not getting nothing from me. So I dipped out on him. My buddy, he tell me like, yeah, I think I'm gonna get the fight. But he lived way clear across town, man. I was just like, man, I just don't. Because I was just like, I don't want to drive back after the fight. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. So I said, fuck it. Get it how I live. And, I joined the internet and seen what they had going. And let me tell you, man, it was the roughest night of my life ever watching streaming anything, bro. That shit was horrible. God.
Yeah, you had to get an international link. If you wanted one that didn't go down, allegedly, what I heard was that you had to get one of those Mexican links.
Listen, they were pulling the motherfuckers down like it was nothing, nigga. Like, but the stream I had, like, they kept, every time one get pulled down, they'd just refeed a new stream so you ain't have to go find another one. Right. But yeah, man, it was rough. But getting back to the actual fight, first of all, they said this was the most ordered fight in history, most downloaded. Like, they said more niggas was watching online than it was putting a strain on the servers. Like, you know, motherfuckers paid for it was getting a lag because there was just so much going on and so much activity. So, you know, it was awesome.
Yeah, if you was in St. Louis and you had Charter, Charter's whole cable went out.
Yeah.
So you paid $100, you wait for the fight to load. As soon as the fucking bell rings at 7 o'clock or whatever the first punk-ass fight is, the shit cut off.
Damn.
And didn't come back on.
Oh, so I ain't paid it for that $100.
Right. I paid. I ain't get shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them niggas mad. This is not the first time it's happened either. Like, this happens often with their pay-per-views.
Damn.
So, yeah, I feel sorry for anybody who paid $100 for that.
Yeah, because, like, if you listen to the Frocast, which we told y'all last week, it was not going to be interesting. We said it's not going to be interesting. You know what I'm saying? And we were right. It was not. It was a snooze fest.
Floyd's like had, like, what, two, maybe three interesting fights his entire career?
Exactly. And them shits was, like long time ago. Like
his last recent interesting fight was, like, Mosley.
But one round.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was the round Mosley was getting with his ass. It was, like, round five or some shit.
It's just, like,
maybe over.
Floyd Mayweather is the San Antonio Spurs of boxing.
Oh,
I mean,
he,
it's just textbook. Beautiful. Textbook. It's not exciting to watch. I mean, but it provides results. So it's just like, that's what you got. And a lot of people thought that they was going to get, you know, this thousand punch Manny Pacquiao when the motherfucker only threw, what, 429 punches?
And
only
like
landed
four.
81. 80, look, I'm not great at maths, all right. But 81 out of 429 is a low percentage.
Something like 19%, bruh.
It's not even 25%. You know what I'm saying?
19%, like, bro. He ain't even land a quarter of his shots.
Okay. Now, okay. You ain't even land. You landed 81 punches in 12 rounds. You do the math. That's less than 7 punches a round that you landed.
That you landed. Not what you fucking threw, but you landed.
And then throwing, you only threw 400. Like, when you used to throwing like 900 to 1,000 punches a fight, you know what I'm saying? Now you only throwing 400.
Well, he did have a shoulder injury.
Oh, we was going to get to that soldier in Texas.
He did have a shoulder injury.
Now, Manny Pacquiao. Now, this goes back to my theory about the Philippines, the Pinoys, and they are the black people of the Asian community.
Come on.
I want you to, you know what I'll tell you this? Okay, so all right, you got a big payday right here. You know, if you check this box and say, my shoulder fucked up before the fight, you're not getting this money. You need this money. You done told all your debtors, I'm going to pay you on May the 3rd. Trust me, I'm paying you on May the 3rd. Just come get your money on May the 3rd. Please, 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 please. So he had to do what he had to do to get that check. And I understand, but Manny, don't blame your shoulder. Blame, say, hey, I wanted the money so bad, I was willing to go through it. You know, and now, according to Mayweather, he said he'll fight Pacquiao again in the year.
Who's going to watch it?
Nigga, that shit better be on fucking CBS, bitch.
Right, who the fuck's going to watch that fight?
I watch it, but it's got to be on CBS. Like, it's got to be free as a motherfucker. Like, it got to be like, oh, you know, damn, he better release this shit on the damn phone app like Jay-Z did Magna Carta Holy Grail.
The people that'll watch it will be the people that paid the most money for the fight. I think the people that spent, you know, The $87,000 for the ringside seats. The Denzel Washingtons and them motherfuckers, they will still watch it. I think a lot of them people understand boxing and know what they're going to get.
I mean, I'm like, disappointed. Yeah, the purists will love it. You know what I'm saying? Because the purists are happy with what happened. I mean, I'm not like for boxing, this was a bad thing because boxing, you are just struggling right now. You're hanging on by a thread and you're not going to win over the casual fan or the new fan with fights like this. Because A, I can go watch the UFC, the MMA stuff, and I can see a motherfucker get knocked out quick. I can see results happen quick without me having to sit around and watch for an hour and watch somebody just, you know, like I said, nothing wrong with Floyd did. It's just not exciting boxing at all. And it's just, but, you know, for those that want to see exciting boxing, you don't want to see Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is exciting before the fight, after the fight. During the fight, he's not, he's actually the Spurs. Spurs.
They need to fight, like the only way they can save boxing, at least in my opinion, is to start putting together supercards like the UFC. I need to have the heavyweight championship fight. I need to have the middleweight championship fight. I need to have some, like all these no-name people that go before. That shit needs to stop. It needs
man, to be save, hey, relegate them motherfuckers back to USA Friday Night Boxing and all that Thank bullshit. You. Like, you. Like you said, it has to be a card. Yeah. It's like, if you want to build boxing back up because, A, it's all right, name three boxers outside. No. Okay, see, I was going to say, I was going to throw some disqualifying factors and I was going to say, not no Klitschko, not Floyd, and not Pacquiao. Name me three boxers.
I can't.
And you watch sports, all
right? I watch sports. And I know that right now we have a U.S.-born black heavyweight champion.
A black heavyweight. We don't even know his motherfucking name,
no
man.
No idea who the fuck
I know is. He like 20-some years. He a young nigga. He black. He the heavyweight champion.
He,
you know what I'm saying?
He's fucking reincarnation of Mike Tyson on paper.
He like, he a big nigga. Like, nobody knows his fucking name.
No idea who the fuck he is.
No, I undefeated everything. We don't know who the fuck he is.
And I think that that kind of spoiled us. The Mike Tyson era, the Muhammad Ali era.
Just boxing. That was a boxing era when boxing was still like the sport. You know what I'm saying? It was like the sport of kings, the sport of men. You know how they used to, you know, like when you was younger, you knew who the heavyweight champion was. Like whoever it was, whether it was Buster Douglas, George Foreman, whoever. You knew Michael Mora, was that his name? Holyfield. You knew who the champion was. Like it was just like, oh. But you know, everybody, you knew who the champion, everybody knew who the champ was.
But the fighting was different then too, because you had so many heavyweights fighting all the time. You were expecting to see knockouts. Like that was what we watched.
Yes, you might have had to fight three fights a year, three, four. Muhammad Ali probably fought like back then, but they ain't know no better. They was fighting six and eight. They was fighting every 2-3 weeks.
Fucking Jack Johnson was fighting like 4 times a month.
Yes, like so, they had crazy.
I think we got spoiled by the fights where people got their ass whooped. And even the middleweights back then was hitters.
Yes, you're talking about.
Hagler was hitting. Leonard was hitting. Hearns was fucking unfair.
Duran. Don't forget about Duran. Duran
was hitting. Like, those
Chavez. Look, the Chavez motherfucker that fought like 100 fights. What was his name? Julio Cesar.
Cesar Chavez was 87-0 before he lost. Them niggas was hitting. Nowadays, the game has changed. You know what I'm saying? You got these little light-in-the-ass niggas that do a lot of sit-ups. They're not taking punches to the face like that.
Exactly.
So they quick and running around, and now we're like, oh, how come he couldn't take on Sugar Ray Leonard? Yeah, probably not, but we're not in that era. The shit's different now. It's just different. So if you thought that you were going to get a battle fest with Floyd, you already lost. You shouldn't have paid for that fight.
Just so for check purposes, he's the WBC champion. His name is Deontay Wilder.
God damn, he even has a great name.
Deontay, nigga, Deontay.
Deontay Wilder, though. God damn, that's a like if I was making a boxing dude on Fight Night Champion, Deontay Wilder would be his name. Like that's dope. And we don't know shit about him.
I'm gonna tell you another stat. All right, it's gonna make you fucking flip your wig. All right, the look, the WBA, the IBF, the WBO, and the ring heavyweight champion is Vladimir Klitschko, and his record is 64-3. Who the fuck has he been fighting?
I don't know who he's been fighting. I don't know why there's four different titles.
It's four different federations, yeah. It used to be just three, the WBA, the WBC, and the IBF.
Now the ring has a title.
The WBO, I don't know where they came from.
The ring used to be the magazine.
Yes! Now they got a belt.
We need a Nappy Afro belt. We need a Nappy Afro heavyweight boxing champion. Make that shit happen, be easy. Put our name out there so we can bring back boxing. and we'll do the commentary for all the fights. We'll be talking about their mamas and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Little thing, little info about Deontay Wilder. You know, he's 29 years old. He's from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, aka Roll Tide. I'll never say that again.
God damn.
He's 6'7", 220 pounds.
Yeah, we need, like, we should be watching this dude fight.
33 wins, 32 wins by a knockout.
Damn, who he been fighting?
They all got knocked the fuck out. God damn.
Who the fuck he been fighting?
Who was the one dude that didn't get knocked out by him? That's what I want to know. This nigga got to feel like he the man. Like, what?
Gotta be fucking Frank Bruno or George Foreman. Who was the one dude? Now I want to know who the one dude is.
Let me see. The one dude who he didn't knock out. Let's see.
That's pretty sad, considering we just found out who this dude is.
It was his last fight. It was a unanimous decision.
That was the other black dude. That was the Canadian champ that he beat.
Canadian, yeah. Bermaine Stivern or whatever. Stivern, yeah. See?
That's a goddamn shame, man. Sports is something else. If you lost some money, if you bet some money, kids.
It's a bet. Yeah, don't get mad because you bet on Pacquiao. Like, you know, I'm going to say that for later, but yeah.
And for all the people that are coming out on their moral high horses
against
Floyd Money Mayweather for the domestic violence shit, why is this... I'm going to say this is as in character as possible. Why is it when black people are involved with domestic violence, it's the worst shit ever? But you white motherfuckers is running corporations and getting movies when you do that shit.
Listen, man, bro, black people became the face of child abuse. Now we the face of domestic violence. Like, when they think of domestic violence, give me the first couple names come to your face name. When you think of domestic violence.
Ray Rice.
OJ and Floyd Mayweather. Them the first three to come to your mind. You know what I'm saying? When you think of child abuse, Adrian Peterson. Not Adrian Peterson, the football player. You know what I'm saying? But he's a child abuser. You know what I'm saying? And so they became the face of that, which is fucked up, you know, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Let's not, you know, it's a lot of people we dig in the histories. What is it? Bill Murray. You know, everybody loved Bill Murray, but he got some domestic violence problems. Charlie Sheen. Oh, he shot a bitch, and the bitch lied to him. So, I was picking up his pants, and the gun went off in a trap. Man, bitch, stop that lying. Really? Accidentally?
Woody Allen raised his pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but, come on. So let's not, white America, let's not do that, man. We trying to be friends here. We all, you know, everybody coming together. Ain't nobody on that bullshit. But stop trying to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so the man got issues. I don't care about a lot of these niggas' personal lives. These entertainers, I don't give a damn about your personal life. Unless you putting it on trying to be a role model in the community, then yes. If you're not, I don't care what you do. You can snort coke fucking Monday through Saturday, but Sunday on that football field, bitch, you better catch 10 catches, 200 yards rushing, throw the ball, whatever, six tackle, whatever you do, you better be good at that. You know, I don't care about your personal life. I really don't.
What happens when motherfuckers start putting money in, they think they got a say in it.
Yeah! Like, just because you buy Michael Jordan shoes don't mean you got to care about what Michael Jordan think about community. But now I use Michael Jordan, but he's a nigga to try to front sometimes like he cared. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why Michael Jordan get thrown in the microscope. You know?
And he's the only reason that Michael Jordan gets a pass is because white people enjoyed him too. Michael Jordan is a horrible person.
Is that horrible?
An asshole, horrible teammate. This nigga went to the Hall of Fame by shitting on people.
Shitting on a nigga. That was his Hall of Fame speech. to this day, I sat there and watched that shit, and I was just like, yo, Jordan showed his ass. He must have been drunk as fuck that night. But no, he wasn't drunk as fuck because he wrote that shit. So he must have been drunk the first time he wrote it. But I'm like,
Cheese nobody eyes gave no fucks. But we give him a pass because he's
interesting. That's Jordan. Like,
you know what I'm saying? But Floyd, he should be humble. Well, if you show me a humble boxer, I'll show you a loser.
Nigga, real what? Talk. Exactly. I beat people up for a living, man.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Even your boy Evander Holyfield. What about Holyfield? Holyfield wasn't humble.
Mm-mm.
Holyfield, he got beat so much he can't talk.
This is the thing I think they hate about Floyd. They hate that Floyd isn't unapologetically, like, he don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He say, I'm rich, nigga. I sit here with $1 million. Like, he's not the black man. Like, he is the boss. He's in charge. They don't like that he's in charge. He manages his own thing. Like, they rather him have a manager. They rather him be under Bob Arum, and Bob Arum is making more money. Like, Floyd is in charge. He told them hoes, like, no, you're not coming in this. I'm taking your seats away, bitch. You're not coming to my fight for free. Mm-hmm. Hell no. You ain't coming in. And, you know, he finally came to his senses, like, yo, you know, you got to let the women in, or they're going to really turn this shit over. So, you know, but still, like, he's in control, and they hate that shit. The nigga in control. Like, no.
I get so tired of the Floyd hate, man. I'm not even a Floyd fan.
I was a Floyd hater until I seen it. Damn, niggas really. I just didn't like him because I'd be like, yo, I didn't really understand his style of boxing. You know, I respected him, and I was like, yo, this nigga pop a lot of shit. But you know, I thought he was like that Prince Haseem Nahmad nigga. I was just okay, like that, I just thought that's how Floyd was. So I really usually didn't pay attention to him. Cause he was a junior, I was like, oh, he old, gifted, you know, he give, you know, I just thought he was old. But then I started watching him, and I was like, damn, niggas, the way niggas hated him made me like, damn. Like, all right, maybe I check him out.
Yeah, right? I got into a debate on Facebook about this shit. They were talking about, they got mad because Floyd said that he was the best ever. And like, he need to calm down, you know, he should be talking down about Ali. I'm like, first of all, he's a boxer. If he goes into the ring thinking that anybody's better than him, he already lost. So I respect his answer. Second of all, why the fuck else are y'all mad at Floyd? Because we've seen Sugar Ray Leonard do the same strategy. We've seen Roy Jones. Roy Jones used to run miles in the ring.
Didn't the great Muhammad Ali have a thing called the rope-a-dope?
He sat on the ropes and waited for you to punch yourself out and then whooped your ass. That's strategy. But for Floyd, it's him being a bitch.
I mean, but no, I just, when people were saying that, like, Muhammad would never ran, I was just in my head like, but he had a thing called the rope-a-dope. Like, well, he did it for how long? Like, for how long till you got tired? And then, like, they were like, boom, you know? But, hey, man.
I think they just respected him more because he threw, a lot of the other boxers threw more power punches, and they didn't have domestic violence, and they weren't, and Muhammad Ali wasn't humble either.
Hell
like,
no.
About Floyd, y'all motherfuckers just don't like him. I'm like, man, whatever, man. I'm just over it. I'm glad if you lost your money, I'm glad you lost.
Yes.
You should have knew better.
I wanted to ass bet somebody so bad, man. Dude at the barbershop was like, he said he had $500 on Pacquiao. And I was in my head thinking like, man, I need to go get $500 real quick because this is easy money right here. Because, you know, but I was going to ass bet, but, you know, we had to leave the money at the barbershop. And I was just like, man,
man,
I need to borrow $5. I was just like, man, because I was just like, this easy money right here. That's $500.
Payday right there. You should have called me. I would have put $250 on it. Yes. I would have doubled my money up real quick.
Yes.
God damn.
Let's go.
Some other shit that I've seen lately. You posted on this about on Facebook about let me make sure I get the name right. This is the Eric Shepherd Challenge.
Yes, the Eric Shepherd Challenge.
So apparently there's another dumbass challenge going around, which I think are always stupid.
Yes.
And people are filming themselves stepping on, dancing on, jumping on the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is in response to the protests at Valdosta State University down here in Valdosta, Georgia, where Eric Shepherd, you know, he was a part of the new Black Panther Party. And, you know, they were just, you know, doing their protest. He said, you know, and then they asked him a question, was he a terrorist? He said, I'm a terrorist against lies. I'm a terrorist against slavery or something. He said, so yes, I guess I'm a terrorist to white people.
Thanks for the sound bite. You're a terrorist.
Yeah, once he said that, look. Once he, oh my, so now he's a self-proclaimed terrorist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, damn. Like, you know, like, he said he's a terrorist against lies, a terrorist against slavery, you know, like, whatever.
Maybe that sounds like, thank you, terrorist.
Yeah, so once he said that, so then, you know, he was leading a protest where they were burning a flag or stepping on the flag, and some lady ran up and grabbed the flag, some former vet, and then so she tried to grab the flag, and then she ended up getting arrested, you know what I'm saying, behind it for messing up their protest.
Oh, you talking about that white lady?
Yes, yes.
Oh, the white lady who took pictures naked with the flag on.
Oh, my God. That's the same one?
Yeah, same chick.
Oh, former, look, making America proud, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, she took some naked pictures in the magazine spread with the flag draped on the ground and across her titties.
Wow.
But somehow she was doing a service by taking the flag.
Yeah, and so then, you know, I guess they were having, you know, the protest towards that protest. You know, every side got to have their chance, you know.
Right.
So anyway, you know, the school was scared it was going to be some black-white shit pop off because of all was going on. And apparently, Mr. Shepherd, he was on campus with a gun. Now, they didn't find this gun on him. They found it in a bag on campus, and they just linked it back to him, which I think is all bullshit because, you know, like I said, You know, that's all bullshit. So now he's wanted. They looking for him. So he's turned into the bad guy. And so now this Eric Shepherd challenge has started. It's about people stepping, you know, videoing themselves stepping on a flag. You know, all the little shit. So white people upset. And, you know, I don't understand. I want somebody to, like, somebody that's in the military, if you listen to the Frocast, if you feel this way, like, duh, you was in the military. Yeah. How do you feel about the American flag? Are you one of those people that, if you saw somebody doing this, because the man in the video said, if you see somebody doing this, he said, stop it, no matter what the ramifications are. Like, when he said that, I was just like, how are you going to tell people that?
Yeah, the video was pretty inflammatory to me. Like, if it was anything else, they'd be calling that inciting a riot or... He was like, you know, yeah. We need to stop these people. And of course, the co-host, the news anchor, was this lady is ignorant. And
yes. How does she, like, when they say protecting your freedom. So right now, listen, I might be ignorant to this. Y'all know King Jermaine never once said I know anything. But when they say, have you ever felt like your freedom was in danger since you've been alive, Sorry? Oh, freedom. From what the military doing. Not from, you know, whatever the military been doing in the bases in Germany, Syria, whatever. Have you ever felt like your freedom has been like, yo, I feel like I ain't gonna be able to ride down the street and listen to loud music no more because the Chinese will come over here. I ain't never felt that.
Well, and that's how the story goes. So the way they tell it is that these troops are overseas fighting so that we don't have to feel that.
Yeah, protect us. Our freedom, yeah.
But last time I checked, you know, in my 30 plus years of living, I don't remember any threat being imminent to the United States that we stopped.
I mean, the last time somebody tried us was in like what, 48, when fucking Japan came over here, and that was like, you know, we really ain't had nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody has ever really fucked with the U.S. on U.S. soil, like
except
nobody.
For 9/11, and that hasn't been proven to be terrorist. Yeah. Except for the Boston bombing, which they haven't proved that was linked to any group, I don't believe. So on a mass scale, like we do overseas, yeah. No.
Yeah, but 9/11, okay, 9/11 was scary, but I still didn't feel like, it felt like I wasn't around it, so yeah, it was, but I didn't feel, you know, it didn't really affect me, because I was just like, oh, I mean, it happened in New York, that's fucked up, that shit was crazy, but I still didn't feel like I got to change my life because of this.
Yeah, call it what it is, it wasn't a sustained attack.
Yeah, you know DC saying? Sniper scared the shit out of me.
Right, that shit lasted for what, a month or however long that shit was?
Yeah, that shit was going
on. It was like, we was like, what the fuck is going on? This is a sustained movement that's going on. We're overseas bombing motherfuckers. We're sending drones.
We are terrorists to another country. You know that, right? And like, the people don't understand that. Like, I tried to tell this white dude that he was talking about. I was like, but you got to understand. I said, somebody from another country think we terrorists. I was like, are we the bullies of the world?
Absolutely.
Like, nobody want to see the U.S. hands. Like, we the D-Bos of the world. Like, we nobody want to see us. Anybody get in trouble, they come see us. Anybody don't, but nobody fuck with us. And they know. So that's why I'm like, I shouldn't feel like that. We the big boy on the block. Now, China's, they building up a nice-sized army. That's scaring us a little bit. We might get punched in the nose or something. But still, like, nobody gonna fuck with us, man. We got so much technology, like that Call of Duty shit, man, we could blow all kind of countries up.
Except for China. Like, I think that if China ever decides to fuck with us, it's over.
Nah, because we ain't told China all the good shit. Even though China done gave us so much money, like, we's like, we ain't giving them the best shit. We like, oh, yeah, this the best shit we got, yeah. We not giving them the best shit, because we like, nigga, please.
China has domestic regular technology that makes their life so much easier than ours. Giving away. That I'm sure that their military shit is beyond anything that we can fathom.
Their military is not fucking. Listen, that's the thing. They're not, because they certain shit they want from us that we not giving them. Like we you gotta stand, man. Sorry, right. We got fucking Wonder Woman planes and shit in the United States. Good. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but China got the blueprint.
Look, we just borrow little pieces. We like, yo, can you make this little piece for us? What do you need it for? It's for, we ain't telling them what it's for.
You said Wonder Woman plays, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and one day China gonna come in and say, yo, US, we didn't get y'all so much money. We need that money back. And the USA gonna be like, yo, come get it. And then that's what we gonna
happen. Asshole, it'll be like, it's both ours. We just keep it at our house.
Yeah, that's what we gonna tell them. Like, you know, we gonna say, what money? He was like, you know that money, the one we let borrow, the one that gave you 2 weeks ago?
My money.
Oh, that money. Oh, I know you want it back, homie. It's going to be just like that. China is like red and we are Debo, nigga.
Like both ours, we just keep it in my house. Cool. That, you know what, dude? 158 episodes. I think that might be our best segment ever.
Yes, man.
That might be the best segment ever. So, yeah, the whole challenge thing. People are filming themselves doing it. Would I do it? No.
I mean, if I could crit walk, I'd do that shit just to film a video, just to do it, and to put it online to see if it gets me hits. I won't put my face in it because I don't want nobody, you know, showing up at my door. But with this, I go upload it to the library and all that shit. Like, you know, I go somewhere without, like, man, ain't gonna trace it to me, nigga.
I just don't care enough to do it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I would only do it because it was a fad. I'm gonna admit, I would. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it because I hate America. Like, no. Do I hate America? No. Listen, white people, I can hate America, and I tell you, I'm never leaving this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to Africa. Never.
You auto-tuning on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to turn off the Wi-Fi?
I'm on the computer this time. Sorry. It's still auto-tuning?
It's a little sketchy.
Oh, shit.
We might have to start doing this shit some other kind of way. Fucking Skype. But no, go ahead.
I mean,
those
people never leave America.
Yep, now the sound quality's gone to hell. We start talking about America, they start fucking with your internet.
Patriot Act.
I think so. Patriot Act for real.
They heard chatter. They heard too much chatter. They heard terrorists too many times. America, terrorists, 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 America. They had
shut down the phone lines on us and shit. We might have to fuck around and cut the show short because America getting involved. I have military folks, you know, that in my family and friends and all that shit. So I never understood it. I don't get it. Like one of my homeboys who came back and he was all America, fuck yeah. If I ever see anybody disrespecting the flag, I go in, and he started to see from hanging with different groups that they don't feel the same way about his black ass. Mm. And so his views have shifted quite a bit. And so when I talked to him last time, I was like, yo, how do you feel about this shit now? Like, I've asked him this at least once a year for the past 3 years. Like, how do you feel now? How do you feel now? He's like, man, you know what? At the end of the day, I went to the military because my mom, and my grandmother couldn't afford to send me to college. So I'm like, oh, okay, so you went because of commercials. That's how it's targeted. And BET still shows Army commercials. That's how the shit works. But the idea of fighting for a country that doesn't seem to give a fuck about you, it's just odd to me. It's off. So people getting so offended at folks being mad about the flag. And then they said this shit in the interview, too. He said, you know, try and do this stuff over in China and see what happens.
It's a communist country.
Like, yeah. So if and I wrote this on the Facebook post, and I took it down because I wanted to say it on the show. If you join the military to fight for this country, to protect our freedoms and everything that this country stands for, and then you see somebody stepping on the flag and you feel some kind of way about it and feel like there should be punishment, and then you compare it to another country, aren't you contradicting yourself? We have the freedom of speech. Just because I live here don't mean I need to rock with all the fucking rules.
Exactly.
I mean, shit.
It's your job. You might not like, you know what I'm saying, all the rules is your job, but you go there every fucking day.
Hey, Game of Thrones. When Khaleesi was about to kill old boy, and the people was like, yo, have some mercy. As soon as she killed him, Yeah. They start throwing rocks. We them.
Yes.
We said this before, that Game of Thrones is about black folks. That's just another example. They was like, okay, cool. She's coming to help us. She's coming to save us. She literally saved them from slavery. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a president that released the slaves. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But you treating us like shit. They came and complained. And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then old boy went ahead and took the law into his own hands. And she killed him. It was a problem. It was a problem. We got people in Baltimore, people in St. Louis, people across the globe are protesting. And people are mad at us for protesting. This shit is out of hand, man. So, nah, I don't feel no kind of way about the flag. And I just wouldn't do the challenge just because fuck that challenge. But I don't feel no way about that challenge, man. And if you're in the military and I offended you, you're bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not. We weren't trying to offend. We are asking questions. Why do you feel this way about the flag? Like, what does it mean to you? So if you listen to the Frocast, you military, you former military, let us know. You know what I'm saying? We're coming from a civilian
aspect of it. Like, we love, I don't say love America, but I'm a black American. It ain't nothing but like 30 million of us. We unique to the world. Like, it ain't, if you ain't a black American, you not black, capital B black. That's what I mean by that shit. You can be from Canada, but you black from Canada, but you not capital B black. You ain't American black. Like, there's no other mother American blacks in the world. And like, so we unique. So that's the thing, you know, that's my whole thing.
Nah, man, I'm with you, man. This shit, just watching this shit is just odd to me, man. I want to get to the Keep It 100 before we talk about Mother's Day. I think we should end the show with Mother's Day. What about your Keep It 100, man? What you got?
My Keep It 100, man. I'm starting to see a trend, man. Somebody who I'm going to remain nameless, you know what I'm saying? You know, they was on Snapchat the other day and was saying, you know, could they pull off a septum ring? If you don't know the septum ring, people, that's the little fucking bull ring that only the lesbians wear. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I see I think you're a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but dudes, no. Dudes cannot rock those shit. I'm starting to see dudes rock that shit, and that shit is not fucking cool. If Young Thug wear it, I wouldn't do it. That's how I look at it. Young Thug rocks a septum ring. So to the homie that reached out and asked for advice from the people, this is my advice telling you, no, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? The young big homie said, no, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
The nose rings in general are just weird for dudes.
I just don't get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially the bull ring. Like, only the lesbos wear that shit. Like, all the chicks. And then another Keeping 100, man. Why all the girls act like they lesbians now, man?
What you mean? Why they acting like they lesbians?
They faking, like they faking lesbianism. Wait, is like, really?
How do you fake lesbianism?
Like the girl. Okay, you look at Instagram. You know, a girl put a picture up. All the girls with the hard eyes under their picture. Ooh, that's bae. You know what I'm saying? The little kissy. You know, the girls be doing that, but they don't. And I asked my homegirl. I said, "Yo, why y'all be doing that shit?" You know what I'm saying? She was just like, "Oh, that's just something they do." I'm just like, "But what's like that shit like?" You know, some girl gonna take that wrong. You know, like, yo, I thought you said you wanted to eat the box. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna do it. So.
It's a particular chick that I know on Instagram and Twitter fame that is literally like one of the top 10 motherfuckers I've ever seen. Fine. She's fine. She's got a great following. And she always comments about women and calls other women bae. And I'm hoping that she's lesbian.
Oh.
Just because. And there might be a chance that you see her with some other people. Now, we done featured this chick, this other chick that I'm talking about, not the same one I just mentioned. We mentioned this other chick in Certified Banger a couple times.
You got to add niggas, all right. Name.
I'm horrible.
It's a Frocast, all right, man.
It's horrible names, so I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Raven.
Raviloso.
Raviloso. Is she actually gay?
I don't think so.
But, you know, she got a picture with that chick, Red Rocket is her Instagram name. And she always call her bae, and they be out on quote-unquote dates.
That's what the girls be doing. They be, I think Ravy loves her. She fucking with Joe Budden or some shit, man. I think Joe Budden smashed, man. That's why I was like, no! like Rux and Say on the League, forever unclean.
I missed the league, god damn it. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, but you're right. It's a lot of women out there that do that now, and I don't get it. I don't understand. But whatever, man. Whatever y'all do, just don't get the nose ring, fellas. Stop that shit.
Oh, man.
One of my homeboys just showed up the other day. I was at the gym, and he showed up and just randomly had a nose ring. And I was like, what the fuck? It's just odd. Cause
yes.
I'm going to see it, and I'm going to look. You got this big
niggas
ring.
Hoop earrings, man. Niggas stop wearing hoop earrings. This is,
wait, what about the hoops with the diamonds? The Michael Jordans.
Oh my God, that's the Jordan country as fuck, man. You're not in me, Jordan. This nigga creases jeans, bro. This nigga had wide aired out jeans, man, and some dress shoes, man. Like, come on, man.
You know,
Samuel Jackson had with a vest with no shirt on underneath that shit, man.
You know, this shit is funny to me because my pops is 67 years old, and he just got his ears pierced.
Oh,
he got them both done at the same time. Now, just so you understand, my pops' military background, I had to fight him over almost a full year to get my first earring when I turned 16. Mm-hmm. Like, we had to go back and forth at it, and I could only get one. This motherfucker randomly texts me one day, he's like, yo, which ear is the good one to get it in? I said, what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you asking me? This is 2015, and you asking me this question. Yeah, I mean, which ear is a good one? Pops, no one gives a fuck anymore. What are you asking me for? Yeah, because I got some diamond studs, and I'm thinking about getting my ear pierced. What the fuck just happened, bruh?
Yeah.
So he sends me the video. He's in the goddamn tattoo shop of all places.
He can go to Claire's.
He went to the tattoo shop, laid out on the table, and got both ears done.
This man got a gauge in his ear.
I said, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Who the fuck goes to get their ear pierced at 67 years old the first time? And he got like 2-carat earrings. So I pops say, shit, you got some old NBA player ass earrings. I said, man, what the fuck? Yeah. And then I'm looking in the picture, so I'm already like not prepared for the earrings. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I look, now this nigga got facial hair. 67, he's never had a strap beard. It's been a goatee. I said, man, what's wrong going on? Then the next day, he sends me another picture, and it's a goddamn black BMW. My pops is officially turning old. Officially turning old, bro. I don't know. I should have probably saved that for Father's Day, but I kind of ruined it. It's Mother's Day, Jern. I think we need to leave the show, let these people get a good story about their mother. You have a good story about your mom?
Man, I got plenty of stories about my mom, man. But, okay. See, I'm going to say I was fortunate because I got like about 4 mamas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got my mom, my birth mom. Then I got my grandma. She raised me. And then I got she ain't my godmother, but my best friend, his mama. I used to be at his house every day from the time I was 13 till I moved away. You know what I'm saying? And then even when I go back home and visit, that's why I stay at. I stay at her house. You know what I'm saying? So I got Miss Betty Ann, and then I got Miss Donita. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Them like my 4 mamas. You know, so I've been real fortunate. So, you know, that's the only thing. I just want to give a shout out to all 4 of them. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being there, you know what I'm saying, different times of my life and still being there for me to this day. You know what I'm saying? So Miss Donita, Miss Betty Ann, my mama and grandma. Them that's just my mama's stories. Cause like I said, fortunate. I had 4 mamas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know.
So when you, I mean, now we're grown ass men, so we don't really make any new friends. But when you were in high school or grade school, what'd you say?
I said I make new friends all the time. I'm that kind of person. So, you know, I can be in a grocery store, be in a line, just start talking to a motherfucker.
But those are associates. Those are conversations. I'm talking about new friends that you hang out with. Like actual friends.
I moved to town. I got to meet people, so yeah.
Okay, so that's true. So then when you meet the new people, do you get the chance to meet their moms? Or like, do their moms automatically fall in love with you?
Oh, anybody I met, mama love me, bro. Nobody I met that I met their mama, ain't not one of them that didn't love me, bro. Not one. Because I was always an angel, like, you know. Like, one of my homeboy mama, she did not know I smoke weed. Like, me and her son used to smoke weed, like, every day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't think I smoke weed. So one day, she came home, she was like, what have y'all been doing? You even got Jeremy smelling like weed. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, what? You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't know that. One day she caught me. She was like, are you smoking? I was just like, my angel wings got dirty. You know what I'm saying? So, crazy, yeah.
So now, when you got married, did you get to meet? Like, how's your relationship with Queen Jern's mom?
Oh, man. Now, Queen Jern, me and her, we started out, you know what I'm saying, like on a little rough path. But we ain't never like beef or nothing. It was just that she had, you know, she was a traditional Southern mother, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so the way we met, it was just like, it was kind of like, it wasn't strained or nothing because she has never shown me not love, you know. That's one thing about Queen Jern family, it's been 100% love. But it was just like I had to win her over, and I won her over with comedy. I made her laugh, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so me and her, she's like, she rocking with the kid right now. So, you know, it's all good, you know.
Hey, you know, you are a funny motherfucker, by the way.
Yeah, you know, just like I used to just, you know, she said I was a good person, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that like that. But it was just like when we first met, you know, the way, because she was just like, yo, my daughter pregnant, y'all need to get married, blah, 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 you know, all that little shit like that. And I was just like, hey, you know, ain't nobody going to force me to get married. Like, I'm going to get married when I want to, you know what I'm saying? You know, and so that's what we were seeing, like, you know, it was just fundamental differences, you know. But we came to, you know.
Sometimes it's work, you know what I'm saying? My mom, I was the mama's boy, like. My parents got divorced when I was in high school, and I really clinched to my mom at that point because my pops was off on some other shit. So I can have stories for
you. I don't want to interrupt, but did you have a choice in the matter of who you want to stay with?
Oh, no, he moved out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't even an option. He just, like, by the time I found out, he was already looking for his own apartment. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I knew it was on its way. It worked out differently because he had a job in another city, mm-hmm. which is how I knew some shit was in it. Like, all of a sudden, now you want to dip? So I knew it was coming. But I think probably one of the weirdest moments I had in my mind, we were driving down to Mississippi for a family reunion, my grandmother down there. And she decided to let me drive the rental car, which is big shit. If you got a parent and there's a rental car and y'all together and they let you drive the car before age, that's big shit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm driving out in Mississippi.
Anytime before age is big shit.
What'd you say?
So driving anytime before age is big shit.
This is true. Especially when you got a rental Mustang up in this. Oh. You know what I'm talking about. So we hit one of those little small cities at night and it started pouring raining. And that was right before we got to the bridge. That was only wide enough for one car to go down. Nigga. Ass clenching tight. My mom got to calm me down because I'm the one driving. That was a big trust moment for me and my mom. So my mom's my homie, man. I think that when I moved to Arizona and we stayed there for over a year, I got to see a little bit more of my mom. That's actually one of the reasons why I got one of the tattoos on my arm. Was when she went through one of her surgeries and we had to wait on her hand and foot for 3 months. I was there 24 hours. Mm. You know, turning her every hour and all that shit. So I love my mom to death. I do want to share a grandmother story, though. It's not even my grandmother. It's my wife's grandmother. First time I met her mom and her grandmother. You know, I told y'all before I met my wife online. I drove down to see her. It was actually for Thanksgiving. First time I met everybody. First time I met everybody. Not her. Not the first time I met my wife, but the first time I met the family. So yeah. I get there, and we show up at them. I get to her mom's house. Her mom's there, and I'm a hugger. I go in for the hug right out the gate. And
are these Southern people?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah.
Oh, I mean, so there's no problem at all. Southern.
Well, that's why I paused, because their family's not like that.
Okay.
Like, they're Southern, but they're not the hugging type Southern.
Okay.
So when she opened the door, she kind of went for the handshake. Man, fuck that. I done drove 4.5 hours. Yeah. I'm hugging.
Yes, sir.
So I gave her the hug. And after that, the next thing I know, she gave me cookies and everything straight. The funny thing is right now, she don't really fuck with me. I ain't figured that out. Like, her mom turned. But her grandmother, first time I met her grandmother, which is where we had Thanksgiving dinner, I show up, do the same thing. I see the grandfather. I hug the grandfather. Big ass dude. Hug the grandfather, hug the grandmother. She's like, yo, you done hugged everybody. And I've never seen any of these people hug anybody else. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing good. Grandmother sit down. She chatting me up. We eating. I look up and she is asleep at the dinner table. Sleep, nigga. I'm like, damn, your grandmother just go to sleep while she eating? So that's like the joke with me and my wife have. Not everybody knows. I'm sure my wife is going to kill me for saying that shit. But you know what it is, man. I love black women, man. So props to all the black women. All you mothers who actually listen to our show, all you people who have mothers that, you know, that you actually familiar with, props to all y'all, props to y'all moms. Happy Mother's Day from the Nappy Afro crew, from myself.
Happy Mother's Day to all the fathers that pay child support to their bum ass.
Yeah. No props to you mothers who stopping the men from seeing their kids.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the fathers out there that take care of their kids and their mom and their baby mama.
Wait. You can't do that.
Why don't they do it to us?
But you said you were down for it when the women did it.
I'll be back. All the years we sit back and seeing all the girls happy Father's Day myself. My baby didn't do nothing and I did it myself. Show for that's all right. This is all about the mothers.
All right. Happy Mother's Day, man. And happy Mother's Day to all you motherfuckers.
Happy Mother's Day to Be Easy, man.
Aw.
Happy Mother's Day to Be Easy, man.
Props to Be Easy, man. Hey, man, give you your winners and losers so we can get up out of here, bro.
I'm winning this week, man. Floyd Mayweather, man. Shit. Man was given a check after the fight for $100 million, and they said he could get another. They said once all the receipts are in from the pay-per-view and everything, he could get another check for another $100 million. So shout out to Floyd.
Shit.
He stole everybody's money, and you know what I'm saying? Pacquiao too. You know, Pacquiao was my winner this week for getting a check, but he's gonna get about $120 million for that. For that bullshit, he might. I don't know what they might take it. I don't know. They might take some of the purse away from
him. He got a lawsuit coming against him.
Yeah, but that's only $5 million. If I made $120 million, I can give you $5 million. But see, he got all the other people on his ass too. But make sure you pay your taxes, Pacquiao, this time. All this money you get. Make sure you pay your taxes. My losers this week. Yeah. All the people that bet on fucking Manny Pacquiao, man. What the fuck were you thinking, man? Like, did you really think this motherfucker had a chance against the motherfucking money chain? No.
Got to be
all losers this week are the Pacquiao people that bet on him and the people that saying, oh, he did. I don't want to hear all the Pacquiao supporters. No, you're my losers this week. Never go. No. Sorry.
Yeah, you motherfuckers is doing something else. I got a few losers this week. I don't think I have any winners. I guess, well, I do. And most of this is sports related. I guess my winner this week would be Gurley. You know what I'm saying? Who went from late first round to being picked in the top 10, Ty Gurley, playing running back with the Rams now. I still don't know about that pick. I just don't know that we needed that pick. I have no question about the talent.
You do need him. But I understand what you're saying. Is he going to be an immediate impact? But no.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to wait, you know what I'm saying? They going to rush him on the field, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I mean, if you the fucking the other running backs, you know, like Zach Stacy, he just tweeted like, wow. Like, he know he out of a job.
Oh, he's already gone. He's with the Jets.
Oh shit!
He asked for his release the day of the pick. He got traded the second day.
Damn!
He is traded to the Jets for like a seventh round pick next year. Some stupid shit. Like, we gave that nigga away.
Damn.
So that's my only winner. It's Gurley. My loser.
You see that white girl he had with him, boy?
Look, man. Let's just move on.
Listen, hey, but did you see it, though? That's all I'm saying.
Man, we just got down to Mother's Day. Let's just keep it positive for the ladies.
Man, she better, for her sake, she better hope next year this time she got one out the goddamn oven. If she know it's good for her.
You stupid as shit. hey, my nigga Shane Ray, you're my first loser this week.
Look, hey, but hey, it's a whole bunch of them in, on that campus in Athens, boy. I'm just trying to say, I seen some of the prettiest white women in my life. Hey, look, I was just like, yo, I take her home, and nigga, I walk around them all, hold hands, look at display cases with that one. You know what I'm saying? But going back, my bad, sorry.
Shay Ray is my winner and my loser this week. My loser for getting caught with weed right before the draft, like 24 hours before the draft. You're my winner, though, because you're playing in Denver, and it won't fucking matter. It's a perfect situation. Another loser this week is also the Patriots, for obvious fucking reasons. You Patriots.
I think they won the Super Bowl, so all right.
Yeah, they cheated. Of course they won. why wouldn't they win?
They didn't cheat in the Super Bowl. They didn't have the flattened balls.
Shit, you got there at that point.
They had the microchips, they had the tire pressure monitor system in them and all that shit.
At that point, I'm not even convinced now. I'm like, it's a system of cheating for them motherfuckers, man. And I guess that's all the winners and losers I'm going to do this week. Because I could do more, but fuck it. That's enough for this week, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast, episode 158. If you want to call us and leave us a drop, if you want to call us and leave us opinion, if you want to call and curse us out, call us at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Let us know what you think. Leave a drop. Say, yo, this is Bobby Boucher. My Twitter handle is Bobby Boucher. And I get down with the Nappy Afro Frocast on nappyafro.com. Something like that. You heard the drop before. Say something to end the show. It'd be nice to play something other than Peabody at the end. But he's the only one that gives us a proper drop for the end. So y'all got to step it up. But anyway, man, for nappyafro.com, the staff, Be Easy, Dub, GQ Blue, Q, happy birthday, Q, my homie Germ, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And we will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast.
Can I get my shout out?
Oh, shit, I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Can I get my shout out?
My bad, bro. My bad.
Damn, man. Oh, man, since today is May 7th or May 8th, I don't know what the day is. But shit, I know my birthday Monday, man. So shout out to you, boy.
Oh, shit. Kid. Happy birthday, bro. Monday.
You know what I'm saying? Turning up this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to roll me extendo. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to be stupid. It's going to be stupid. So, yeah, that's my shout out, man.
So, look, thank you. Everybody. Just stop the show to give yourself a shout out.
Yes.
let me give my shout out for my birthday. That's some real shit,
man. Yes, man.
Hey, so, wait, you know it's your birthday. No show next week.
Oh, no. My birthday on Monday. We don't have a show next week.
Still, it's the same week, no show. We'll have a job next week, man. We out.
Peace.
I did not know your birthday was coming up, man.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday. You be
15
years old.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.